In this bulletin, Member for Bathurst Paul Toole becomes leader of the New South Wales Nationals. Another COVID-19 death recorded in New Zealand. And world number one, Ash Barty, starts preparing for her Australian Open pre-season. Good afternoon from the SBS newsroom. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Nationals MP Paul Toole will be the next Deputy Premier of New South Wales, alongside State Premier Dominic Perrottet. The member for Bathurst defeated Melinda Pavey in a leadership ballot on Wednesday, and he's being sworn in this afternoon. Mr Toole, who is now leading the Nationals party after the departure of John Barilaro, will have Bronnie Taylor as his deputy.
I want to make sure that we focus on the people of this state. I want to make sure that we get back to work and it's business as usual. Because the people of this state have been doing it tough now for a number of years. And I think what's important here is that we actually get on with the job that we are elected to do.
Four Melbourne students who took their annual Victorian assessment exams have tested positive to coronavirus. The state recorded 11 COVID-19 deaths and more than 1,400 new locally acquired cases in the past day. Victoria is easing some border rules, with New South Wales and the ACT from midnight downgrading red zones to orange. COVID Commander Jerome Wymer says as testing demand remains high, the state is gaining more than 2 million rapid tests for the health system.
And this is all part of a shift, an ongoing shift, as we move towards opening up around everybody getting ready, both as individuals and as businesses, about how we're going to maintain COVID-safe behaviours when we do see significant community transmission out there across the community.
And New South Wales Attorney General under Gladys Berejiklian, Mark Speakman, says new Premier Dominic Perrottet will be weighing up a number of factors as the state charts its way out of coronavirus restrictions. He's told Channel 7 the state government isn't dictated to by health bureaucrats. The state recorded 594 new COVID-19 cases and 10 deaths. Meanwhile, the ACT has identified one coronavirus-related death and 28 new cases, with 19 linked to other infections or clusters. The latest fatality was a woman in her 70s receiving end-of-life care, taking the death toll in the ACT to 6. Health Minister Rachel Stephen-Smith says 9 cases are under investigation, 13 cases are household contacts, and an infant is infected.
A baby in the special care nursery at the Centenary Hospital for Women and Children has tested positive to COVID-19 overnight. The patient has been in the special care nursery for some time and became symptomatic last night. The child has been moved to a COVID-19 ward and family members have been advised to get tested and to enter quarantine.
Meanwhile, New Zealand has recorded its 28th death linked to coronavirus after it registered 39 new community infections. The latest fatality happened on Wednesday morning at a hospital in Auckland, following another death last month. In the latest case numbers, 30 infections were detected in the lockdown city of Auckland. Moving on to other news, and former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins has been appointed as a visiting fellow at the Australian National University's Global Institute for Women's Leadership. She will work on a code to prevent and respond to abuse, harassment and sexual misconduct, as well as progressing issues raised at the Women's Safety Summit. Former Prime Minister Julia Gillard, who leads the Global Institute for Women's Leadership in London, which partners with the ANU, has praised Ms Higgins. Ms Gillard says Australia has an incredible leader in Brittany, who is a powerful force for change, and she has already advanced the national conversation. To tennis now, and Australian Ash Barty is preparing to emerge from 2 weeks in quarantine, but the world's number one is unlikely to play at the WTA finals in Mexico next month. If she took part, the Wimbledon champion would have to endure another fortnight in quarantine upon her return to Australia in November, disrupting her pre-season. Meantime, 18-year-old US Open champion Emma Raducanu has vowed not to put her pressure on herself as she prepares to return to action. Let's see, Thursday's weather now. Partly cloudy in Perth, 21 degrees. Much the same for Adelaide, where it'll be 17. A shower or two for you in Melbourne, 16 degrees. Showers as well in Hobart, 14. A partly cloudy 19 degrees in Canberra. In Wollongong, similar conditions and 26. A windy 29 degrees in Sydney. Partly cloudy, 30 degrees in Newcastle. Also cloudy in Brisbane, 27. Partly cloudy and 32 for Cairns and mostly sunny 34 degrees for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. And check out more analysis of today's news, as well as special features in our podcast, SBS News In Depth.